Smoking was not only sophisticated, it was intellectual and meditative, and Sherlock Holmes famously described one particularly testing case as quite a three-pipe problem. And there was, of course, also the intensely enjoyable personal engagement with the physical object.
It's a beautiful object. I've never seen it before, and I do find it quite hard to imagine how you would smoke anything like that, but still, I'm sure if you had to, you would.
The politician Tony Benn.
Stanley Baldwin smoked a pipe, Harold Wilson smoked a pipe. It was a very normal thing to do, and of course the pipe of peace and sitting round together, and friendship pipes are associated with friendship and so on, so they do have a meaning over and above the satisfaction of smoking. It's a sort of hobby in a way. You scrape it and clean it and fill it and cap it and light it, and it goes out and you light it again. And if you're asked a question at a meeting, not that you can smoke in meetings anymore, but if you were asked a question, light your pipe and say that's a very good question, gives you a little bit of time to think of the answer. But I wouldn't recommend anybody else to start smoking.